surprised. You pretend to be this virtuous little church girl, but you know that I know the truth. Relax, relax. This isn't about exposing you. I'd never do that. I'd never want to hurt you. Well, not against your will, anyway. Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to pretend that it wasn't real, or that it didn't happen. But it felt so good, didn't it? And there's the knowledge of what happened. Oh, I love to see that secret little smile dance across your face. It means you're excited. Oh? You think it was just a one-time thing? I guess it could be. It could be that you just, you know, needed to get it out of your system. And then what? Back to church on Sunday. And then class on Monday. And you pretend to be the perfect little freshman that everyone thinks you are, right? You get back to your honor society and your responsible drinking. Do I sound like I'm making fun of you?
Well, maybe I am.
Maybe I'm even provoking you a little. But you know all about provocation, don't you? Yeah, you do. Oh no, you don't think so. All right. I'll tell you what. I'll let you know what I think happened. And if you disagree, it'll never happen again. I won't bother you. I won't even talk to you. Deal. Good. This won't take long. We met at a birthday party. You heard me talking about, what was it? Yeah, true crime.